Daniel Stansberry is General Service Manager at Ag Revolution, and we are going to talk, Daniel, about retrofitting. Thanks for joining us. Let's talk about what retrofitting is, and we'll find out some of the benefits of it and what you can offer there at Ag Revolution. First of all, what is it?
Yeah, retrofitting is a term we use whenever we update the technologies on existing tractors, planters, or sprayers on a particular farm. You know, there's a lot of benefits that come with retrofitting. You know, as a lower cost in retrofits in regard to bringing that used piece of equipment up to today's standards of technological advances in the precision ag space. You know, essentially we can take their tractor, sprayer, planter, add a retrofit package, and at the end of the day, essentially bring that machine's technology up to date and be able to do things that a brand new planter would be doing out of the factory, but these retrofits, we can do it at a lower cost. You know, some of the implements that we really focus on, the retrofit kits and improving the overall ROI, our planters, sprayers, and tractors. On the planting side of the business, precision planting is the products we use to really get the planters up to date and really fine tune the customer's planter. On the sprayer side of the thing of their operation, you'll see us using a lot of kits from Precision Planting, Ag Leader, and Raven. Overall, the retrofit mindset is an approach that we use to help solve problems on the grower's farm that they may have on the planter, on the sprayer, or on their tractor.
Let's be specific about what some of those retrofit solutions are, and we can assume they're the usual suspects right now with what's coming on board new machines, but what can you retrofit on an older piece of machinery?
Yeah, so we can get pretty extensive into the machinery lineup. We've got retrofit kits that adapt onto tractors, planters, sprayers, and things of that nature. Some of the things that you may see us doing on retrofit on tractors is using Reichard steering kits that help bridge the communications gap between OEM technology from one brand to the other. Say a particular grower has a particular brand of technology they like to use. Say for John Deere, for instance, maybe they want to use the John Deere terminal, the receiver, and the data flow through that. We can take a Reichard kit and put that John Deere control in other OEM equipment brands other than just John Deere tractors. Really opens up the customer shed to be able to kind of customize their equipment to do different daily tasks with different tractors. We can take that those Reichard kits and bridge a gap of the implements that tractor is pulling. You know, we can take a Fendt tractor and pull other branded implements behind it and let the ISO communication flow through different RCM kits through Raven technologies and allow that Fendt tractor or other OEMs pull equipment that's not the same brand. You know, there's a lot of different pros and cons to some of this equipment out there. And these retrofit solutions help kind of tailor the best of both worlds in some situations. You know, when you look at planters, one of the probably the larger retrofit pieces of our dealership is in the precision planting space. We will take a customer's planter that may be 7, 8, 9 years old, as long as the toolbar is in pretty good shape. We will add on as much or as little as the customer wants to get that planter up to today's standards. And one thing we do in the precision planting space is we're really solution based approach to this strategy, right? We don't, what I mean by that, we don't look for, items to just sell the customer or sell the grower. We look for things that they need to solve problems that are currently going on their farm, issues they're currently having. We try to look for a solution that's within our portfolio that adds the best results. That could be things such as downforce on the planter if they don't have hydraulic downforce. Maybe they need a liquid system installed. Maybe they don't have electrical type drives on their row units where they can do individual row shutoffs on their planter. Maybe they need an upgraded closing system. All of these things come into play with the retrofit mindset. One other area that's a key area for us is on the sprayers. We can retrofit using products from Precision Planting, from Ag Leader, and from Raven to give us a pulse width modulated nozzle on a sprayer that was manufactured with just your standard on and off section control valves with quick stop nozzles versus any type of pulse width modulated nozzle. The one thing that obviously when we go from just the standard section valves to these PWM controlled systems, we can reduce the amount of sections on a boom. We can go down to nozzle by nozzle shutoff on a sprayer boom. We can add features in like turn compensation on these retrofit kits, where essentially we are reducing the amount of overall spray the customer is having to use, and really doing a better job spraying and maintaining drift and different things with these newer technologies.
The retrofit mindset, as you referred to it, seems like a very cost-effective method as opposed to a new planter or a new sprayer. So that's got to be one of the main reasons, if not the main reason, to go retrofit or for a farmer to take a look at that option.
Yes, retrofit solutions, they really can help farmers save money and really drive a higher ROI from their investment of seed and such. And that's one of the driving reasons behind why a lot of customers come to us to look at this upgrade in the retrofit space. They can take a certain amount of their budget, if you will, of what they was going to maybe spend on equipment, and really put that budget toward retrofit kits, which truly everything that we do in a retrofit build is using technologies that are going to gain an ROI on that piece of equipment. At the end of the day, most planter toolbars are toolbars. Now, there's some OEM planters out there that do things a little different than others. Our Momentum toolbar is one of a kind and really does add a lot of different features that most don't have. But when you look at the majority of the customers that come to us with a retrofit request, the technology that we put on it is going to ensure that the seeds get in the ground where they belong. It's going to ensure that you know, from the beginning of on a planter, from the beginning of that trench creation to closing to everything in between, the technologies that we add are really there to increase the ROI of that particular operation that it's on. And when you look at things like the sprayer technologies, it's designed to do a better job, number one, for the grower, get a better kill with pulse modulated nozzles. It's a better consistent spray pattern. It's designed to use less chemical, which reduces the cost, right, from sprayer pass to pass. And at the end of the day, that those you know, when we reduce the amount of chemical, we're reducing the cost, but we're also, you know, being just a little bit more knowledgeable of the environment and not over applying certain chemicals. And these technologies help us do that. On the retrofit side of things, in a tractor, we retrofit a lot of ag leader steering systems that we put on other brands. You know, we can take an ag leader kit, put it on Deere, Case, Kubota, any brand out there. You know, one thing that those auto steer systems that maybe a grower has never had auto steer, right? That was, you know, there's a lot of newer technologies, and auto steer is not necessarily one of them by any means, but there's a lot of growers that still are putting auto steer on for the first time. And when you can put that on a grower who's never had it and reduce his overlap or reduce his operator fatigue at the end of the day, you know, these technologies not only help reduce, you know, the fatigue in that of the operators, but likewise, they are essentially being more efficient and effective with their time across the day and can get more acres done in a day versus manually driving and maybe having 6 inches to 2.5 feet overlap sometimes in some operations.
Well, you obviously have a lot of possible solutions, a lot of options that you can talk to a farmer about. So it sounds like the best thing for a farmer to do if he's interested is to stop in to one of your locations and just find the right person and talk it over.
Yeah, that's right. We at Ag Revolution, we've got about every possible solution that you could think of, really. We've got specialized employees on staff. We've got regional technology advisors that are here to help find the solution to that problem on the farm. And right now we're 8 locations, all across Kentucky, Southern Indiana, and Southern Illinois.
We appreciate the time. Very good information about retrofitting and why you might want to take a look at that, closer look at that. Daniel Stansberry, General Service Manager at Ag Revolution. Daniel, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me, and appreciate talking about this stuff. A lot of interesting topics here.